Welcome to the CJOB Sports Show podcast. On this episode, we're going to learn more about what the Taekwondo National Championships are doing in Winnipeg this weekend and what you can expect if you want to go down and check out some really high-level athletic action. Plus, we learn more about the newest member of the Winnipeg Sea Bears, David Wencat, coming up on the podcast. Taekwondo is taking over the convention center this weekend as Winnipeg is hosting the national championship Saturday and Sunday. It'll be the first time that's happening here with top athletes converging on the city. And to talk about the event and what to expect should you venture down to the area this weekend, we're joined by Dave Harris. He's the executive director of Taekwondo Canada. And Dave, how long did this take to put together? How did this big tournament wind up here in Winnipeg?
Well, we've got an excellent reputation or relationship with Taekwondo Manitoba. And when we decided to have our national championships this year, we spoke to them and they welcomed us to Winnipeg with open arms. And along with Taekwondo Manitoba, Tourism Winnipeg has been great. The province of Manitoba has been excellent. So we've really had a good experience to date. And then going to the RBC Convention Center, everything's been top notch. So we're very pleased to be in Winnipeg.
So how many people are going to be taking part in this tournament?
We're looking at about 300 right now between what they call a Pumse discipline, which is, I kind of joke with people, it's almost like Tai Chi, competitive Tai Chi. And then we've got our sparring for seniors, and our seniors are our oldest athletes. And they represent, the better part of our club competitively in the country. So we're looking forward to that and having that many people there. I think it's going to be a good opportunity for people in Winnipeg to come and see some of the best competitive fighters in the world.
And you mentioned you got a great relationship with Taekwondo Manitoba. How is the Manitoba Taekwondo community? How thriving is it? What are the numbers like?
I think they're thriving. I couldn't tell you the exact numbers, but I know they are very competitive and they are very participatory in terms of coming to different events that we hold in the country every year. So, and they've got a board that's very proactive, and I think that we're very pleased to see what they've done for us so far.
And so in terms of local talent coming out, I know that the Park siblings are going to be taking part in this. Skylar Park, famously from this area, has been to the Olympics before, and her siblings are taking part in this?
Correct. Braven and Tegu are going to be part of it this weekend. And I mean, if anybody has had an opportunity to see the brothers fight, they are tremendous. They are on the cusp right now of, I would like to say, greatness in terms of the country. They represented us very well at the Pan American Games. And along with Skylar, they are a tremendous representatives for our sport, along with Jay Park, their father, who is one of the best coaches in the country.
So to the basics of Taekwondo, for those who maybe haven't checked it out before, can you give us a brief rundown of how a match works?
Sure. So it's what they call a three-round match. So it's 2 minutes times three with 1 minute in between. You have to win two matches of three. So and it's a point system. So when you're fighting your competitor, you know, the most points you land will get you ahead of them, and then you win the round. You win two rounds out of three, and you win the match.
And how grueling is a match for a participant?
Oh, it's tremendously grueling. It's very tough. I mean, you're looking at shots to the bodies, which are scoring points, shots to the head, which are scoring points, but you've got to keep moving. You've got to be sure that that you're preventing your opponent from scoring on you as well. So there's a tremendous amount of movement, and the overall capacity, cardio capacity, is just something that, you know, it has to be seen to be believed in terms of the excitement factor.
How much training a day goes into being a top-notch Taekwondo athlete, and what specifically are you doing outside of sparring?
Outside of sparring, there's a tremendous amount, as I said, of cardio involved, weight training, everything from hand-eye coordination right through to, as I say, cardio training to sparring with different opponents. I know the Parks, for example, spar with each other. They have a home facility, but they also have their own club in Manitoba as well. So you're looking at hours every day to get where Skylar is. You know, it's a full-time commitment.
And the Olympics is the pinnacle of Taekwondo?
Oh, for sure it is. We were very good in November in Santiago, Chile. We had three medals, of which Skylar had a gold medal and Braven had a bronze. But that's, you know, that's outside of the Olympics, the number one event for sports in the world, essentially. So you've got that. And then the pinnacle, as you just said, is obviously the Olympics and will be this year in Paris.
Right. So is anybody that is participating at this event going to be going to the Olympics or having a chance to go to the Olympics, or is that already decided?
No, it hasn't been decided yet. I know Braven has to go to the Continental Qualifier in the Dominican Republic in April. And from there, he'll have an opportunity to qualify to go to the Olympics. We're just waiting on Skylar now. But, you know, as far as the nod from the COC, but we're anxious for that as well.
Is it like a lot of other sports where you're divided into weight class in terms of your size to make things more even?
That's exactly what it is. You go from, you know, from minus... You know, in an area, you can go from like minus 47 right up to minus 87, you know, where you got a heavyweight versus kind of a thin weight, for example. And you've got different athletes competing at different weight levels, weight categories in, you know, to get where they need to go in terms of, say, for example, the Olympics where Skylar would be fighting at minus 57.
I'm going to ask a really silly question, perhaps.
No such thing.
If someone asks you, what is Taekwondo? What do you tell them?
Taekwondo is a martial art and a competitive sport. You have to get into the martial art first and gain up to your black belt. Then from there, you can compete at the black belt level in what we call, you know, we can call sparring or fighting. And you get up to that, and it depends. It's dependent, obviously, on your black belt level, but it also is dependent on your skill and your weight class and different things like that. So you've got to gain your martial art black belt first, and then you go on to your competitive fighting, sparring.
So it takes a lot of work to get there.
It's a tremendous amount of work, and it's dedication and discipline. It's something that really needs to be seen. And it's very exciting. I mean, anybody that comes into it the first time can't believe how competitive and how exciting the event is.
We've talked a lot about the physicality of it. What are some of the mental benefits someone can get, not necessarily from going to the Olympics to compete in Taekwondo, but just from anybody participating in such a thing?
Oh, I think that the competitive nature lends itself because of the discipline factor. You know, you have to learn, you have to be disciplined to gain your belts right up to your black belts, for example. It really builds character. I believe I see that all the time. It's something where the athletes are really focused, really disciplined, and really good at what they do. So it's something I would recommend for anybody that wants to start from a grassroots level.
How are you at Taekwondo?
That's a great story. Actually, I started the first month of COVID in 2020, and I had seen two matches on YouTube. So I am not proficient in the sport of Taekwondo whatsoever. I came out of a number of different sports, but I'm learning quickly.
Okay. And if anybody wants to come out to see the fights, or do I call them fights? What do I call them?
Matches? Yes. Yep. Matches, fights. Yep.
Okay. If anyone wants to come out, is that something that people can come do at the convention center this weekend?
100%. The RBC Convention Center will be ready to go Saturday and Sunday. Starts at 9 a.m. and goes throughout the day. So I believe Saturday will go until about 5 or 6, and then Sunday probably about 3 or 4. So there's lots for people to see, and we just want to welcome everybody from Winnipeg to the national championships.
Is it free to go?
$20 at the door for the weekend.
It's pretty cheap.
I think so. I think it's value for your money.
There you go. Well, appreciate you coming on the show to talk about this, Dave, and best of luck with everything this weekend.
Great. Thanks, Christian. Thanks for the time.
Dave Harris is the executive director of Taekwondo Canada. Again, that is happening this weekend at the Convention Center downtown Winnipeg. Let's talk basketball. because the Winnipeg Sea Bears now have five players on their roster. They can now field the starting five. Yes, Winnipeg's Canadian elite basketball team has signed forward David Moinkat for the 2024 season. He's 6 feet, 7 inches tall from Brampton, Ontario. Won a championship last year with the Scarborough Shooting Stars, who took him with the number one selection in the 2022 CEBL draft. He was a defensive standout in university. That's part of why they took him that high. He was named the U Sports Defensive Player of the Year in the 2022-23 season at St. FX. He was also an Atlantic Conference First Team All-Star that year. Right now, he's in Germany, though, playing in their Pro A League, and that's where he was when I caught up with him earlier today.
Tell me about what life is like in Germany right now.
It's pretty calm. I think Europe is way slower paced than, you know, than what I'm used to. You know, obviously referring to like cities I've stayed in, like Toronto and New York and stuff. So it's nice, though. It's nice. It's a different vibe, but it's nice. The weather's nice too. It's not as cold as back home, so that's been good.
Yeah, we had a pretty good snowstorm here in Winnipeg last night. So
yeah,
you didn't miss much there. So
I'm glad I'm only there for the summer. Winnipeg gets cold, man.
Oh, you don't have to tell me or our listeners that for sure. I'm curious why you decided to give Germany a shot.
Germany honestly has a good league. The first and second division out here are very, very well respected leagues. You know, my agent also happens to be German, so he's well connected out here. Honestly, it's my first year, so I just wanted to go somewhere where the, you know, basketball was played at a high level, and obviously I could get better and just play in a competitive league and yeah.
How do you think you've developed professionally playing in Germany this season? Because I'm sure the style there is a lot different than what you were used to playing in Canada.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a player that relies solely on my physicality. You know, players out here are definitely, you know, smarter because most of them aren't as physically capable, so they have to find other ways to be effective, you know, and they're really good at doing what they do. You know, so guys aren't as athletic, but they can shoot the ball, they can pass the ball, they know when to drive, when to make the extra pass, you know, when to cut, stuff like that. So just being able to, you know, add those things to my game in any ways I can has definitely been something I've been trying to do since I've been here.
And how do you think that'll translate coming back to the CEBL?
I think it'll translate well, honestly. You know, again, it's a different pace out here. I think that the CBL would be a good opportunity for me to also just, you know, continue to grow as a player and maybe start to look at the game differently, you know. And obviously the scouting report on me for my last 2 years is downhill, you know, likes to get to the rim. So adding those things to my game and kind of expanding my game will allow me to see different things when I'm out there on the floor.
How much pride do you take in defense?
A lot of pride. You know, I think it's a great feeling, you know, obviously when you can put the ball in the basket, but for me, you know, I get that same feeling when I can stop someone from scoring. You know, I think that a lot of guys don't really take pride in defense because obviously, you know, it's not something that a lot of people really pay attention to. You know, because it's not something that really shows up on the stat sheet unless you're above average rebounder or if you're averaging above, you know, 2 steals per game or block shots, etc. You know, but defense is a lot more than just that. So.
So why Winnipeg after winning a championship with Scarborough last year? Why did you decide to make the switch to the Sea Bears?
You know, there's several reasons. I just, obviously the first one being just, you know, it's kind of my first summer after playing overseas. I kind of wanted to try something new, you know. Much love and respect to the people in Scarborough and the, you know, everything that they've done for me. I'll never, you know, not be appreciative of them, but I think for me, just, you know, wanting a new experience. Also, you know, Teddy's my guy, and he kind of hinted at wanting to play with me, and, you know, and that kind of sparked my interest as well. And Coach Mike Taylor reaching out, and, you know, just them being so interested in me. And obviously, you know, seeing the way the fans show up for their team was definitely one of the biggest reasons. You know, I'm a guy who likes to make, you know, give the fans something to cheer about, in a sense. And when you have support like that, it makes you obviously, you know, play 10 times harder, you know, so.
Now, you didn't actually get to play in Winnipeg, though, as the Shooting Stars never paid a visit here. So,
yeah,
all you know about the market is what you saw on TV, or is it mostly talking to other players? You realize, oh, there's something magical happening in Winnipeg.
Yeah, what I saw on TV, I know the two U Sports guys that were on the team last year, and obviously, again, like I said, Teddy, you know, I reached out to all of them and kind of just asked them what the atmosphere and like and what it was like, and they told me it was, you know, great experience. They had fun, and that, you know, the fans really do show love out there. So yeah, obviously I didn't get to experience it myself, but I'm looking forward to getting that opportunity this summer.
So what do you think was the value for you of going through a season where you end up winning a championship last year?
I think it's always good to have somebody who's been on a team, you know, a winning team. I think last year in Scarborough, I did a lot of different things within the team, you know, played a lot of various different roles. So kind of just being able to bring that experience to Winnipeg would be cool, you know, and obviously they've got veterans, you know, like Chad and Campbell from Vancouver. So yeah, it'll just be interesting.
So you mentioned Teddy's your guy. How far back do you guys go? What's the relationship there?
So me and Teddy played against each other in junior college way back in like 2019. You know, obviously mutual respect for each other. And then my first year in Scarborough, he joined the team later in the season, you know, and it was just like, it was weird because it was just like seeing an old friend that you haven't seen in a while, you know? And yeah, he's just a cool guy, great guy. We kept in touch, you know, and then when the opportunity presented itself for this summer, he hit me up about, you know, playing in Winnipeg, and then I told him I was interested, and yeah.
How do you describe him as a player?
Exciting. You know, I say exciting. He's confident, I think, is one of the best ways to describe him. He knows what he wants to do, and he does it effectively too, you know, and it's, he's a hard guy to stop. I mean, you try to stop him, but he always finds his way to get what he wants to get, you know. He gets to a spot, and he's just a exciting player to watch for sure.
So when is the season over in Germany? When do you come back to Canada and arrive in Winnipeg?
So the season ends depending on how we do in the playoffs, but the last possible game would be around June 3rd. So if we make a run in the playoffs, then I probably won't be able to make it to training camp, and I'll miss, I think, the first two games. But once I get out to Winnipeg, I think I'll be there for the remainder of the season, and, you know, and hopefully, and we go all the way and win the championship.
Now, you mentioned, you know, that Winnipeg is cold.
Yeah.
Have you been here before? What's your experience with the city?
I have never been to Winnipeg, but my brother played for the soccer team out there, the CPL team, a couple years back.
Valor FC.
Yeah, Valor. My brother played for Valor, so he has some experience with the city. He told me it's a nice place. So, yeah, I'm excited. You know, obviously, been to a few places in Canada. Winnipeg hasn't been one of them. So I'm excited to see, you know, what it's like out there.
I'm sure fans are excited to see you on the court, too, come this summer. Appreciate the time. Thanks for this, and congrats on the new deal.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That is David Wencat. As the Winnipeg Seabears get ready for their season, they are just over 2 months away. They'll start on the road against Saskatchewan on May 22nd. That is a Wednesday. And then the Friday home opener will be nationally televised on May 24th. Well, thank you very much for listening to the CJOB Sports Show podcast. If you like what you heard, guess what? You can hear more every weeknight on CJOB from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Thanks again for tuning in. Subscribe if you'd like. We're available on iTunes and other places, I'd imagine. So farewell until we meet again.
Come on, and thanks for all the fish. So sad that it should come to this. We try to warn you all, but don't